Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Fine Gael leader Simon Harris appeared on Today with Claire Byrne this morning, where he said there was two Fine Gael candidates running in this constituency amid the ongoing controversy surrounding Fine Gael's other candidate, John McGahan, who was found not guilty in a trial in 2022 for physically attacking Breen White outside a County Louth pub. Now, John McGahan was found to be 65% civilly liable for the assault by a High Court jury, and a video recently emerged of that assault. Let's take a listen now to what the Taoiseach had to say this morning.
Of course, my party are also running two candidates, I should point out, in Louth, and people have an opportunity to vote to support the candidate they wish on Friday.
So are you saying that people in Louth shouldn't vote for John McGahan? They should choose the other candidate?
No, I'm saying there's two candidates selected in Louth for Fine Gael. And I would ask people to support Fine Gael in Louth on Friday. I understand absolutely why people are horrified by the video that they saw. All I would say to people is this: if I, as a leader, don't
Sounds like you don't really want John McGahan elected for Fine Gael.
No, I'm very angry about this situation. I mean, I abhor violence. Absolutely abhor violence. But I do believe he went through a process. He was found not guilty. If he was found guilty, it'd be a very different situation.
Do you want John McGahan on your team, is the simple question.
I want people in Louth to decide based on weighing up his record of service in the community, his time as a senator. And I think people will look at it in the round and then they will decide. Oh.
Paula Butterley, I'll come to yourself on the back of those comments. And the Taoiseach's comments, hardly a ringing endorsement for John McGahan, are they?
I think the Taoiseach was absolutely clear on the matter. We're 4 days out from polling day. There are two Fine Gael candidates to choose from, and there are also other candidates. So naturally, I'm going to be asking the people of Louth to choose me, but there are two Fine Gael candidates to choose from.
Mm. Would you have liked the Taoiseach to make that comment a little earlier? Over the last couple of weeks, he's been asked about it.
I think the Taoiseach has been very clear in his position over the last 2 weeks. I think it's a situation where I've been managing my own campaign and I've been going out on the doors and making the case for myself, and that has been my focus.
Has this issue come up on the doors?
This issue has come up on the doors, as you'd naturally expect, in the last week. It's been handled by myself and my team insofar as we've been asking for the vote for me.
And what are people saying to you?
People were just looking for clarification on the issue, and as it has been pointed out, the process was taken, John went through a process, but I believe this is something also for John.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, I suppose. He hasn't made himself available for interview during the course of this campaign. Do you think he should have?
I think I managed my campaign in where I felt it was best for me and how I could maximise my vote. I believe that John took the course of action that he believed was best for him.
Mm. But your face is on the poster with him.
My face is front and centre, saying number one for Paula Butterley, number two for John McGahan. Mm. But I want the number one votes for Paula Butterley.
But it says number two for John McGahan. So do you support that?
I support that the people of Louth will make their decision in 4 days' time.
You know, it sounds, just from what you're saying there and from what the Taoiseach said earlier, it sounds like the party's not behind John McGahan. There's no vote for John McGahan. I'm not hearing that from you this evening.
Well, I'm his running colleague, but I'm out to get a seat for County Louth as the TD, the Fine Gael TD for County Louth. Yeah. It's only natural that I'd be looking for the vote for myself. But John is still running his campaign, and John can, the people of County Louth can vote for him on Friday.
Well, I suppose the point is, though, it says on your posters, John McGahan number two. So are you recommending to people when you go to the doors to vote John McGahan number two?
I'm looking for the number one vote for myself.
I understand that, but that's not the question.
It's up to the people of County Louth to decide whether they'll give John a number two or a number one.
So you're not saying then on the doors, because normally I've gone canvassing with political candidates myself. I know how it goes, and they'll say, you know, vote for me and give the number two to whoever's on the ticket with them. That's what political candidates say to voters on the doors. Are you not saying that to voters?
Perhaps I'm running a different campaign. I'm looking for the number one for myself.
OK, so you're not saying that in the doors?
No.
OK. Do you think he should be on the ticket?
I think John is entitled to look for the vote in 4 days' time.
All right.